I wanted to share a few thoughts that I've thought about a while ago. When we think of gifts, it's something that's given to us and not earned. Something that is given voluntarily and not expected. When it comes to holidays or birthdays, we have a certain perception of what an acceptable gift is for us. But God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Therefore, our perception of what a gift is completely different from the gift that God has given us. We all know the verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his begotten Son, only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life," or everlasting life. So there are many different ways people translate and understand this verse. I will go by what Christ says himself about himself. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Further in Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, he says, "He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." These are just a few of many verses in the Bible that show that God wants us to be just like Christ, to become like Christ. In other words, Christ is the prototype of who God wants us to be. And when Christ left this earth, he left us the blueprint of himself. But it's not enough to have just a blueprint. It is more of just an opportunity of who you could become if you follow the instructions in this blueprint. Anyone who deals with blueprints knows that in order for them to understand and read the blueprint, they have to have prior training or proper training to understand it. That is where the Word of God comes in. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." To summarize, God's gift to us was sent to us as an opportunity to enter the heart of God, the Holy of Holies, to be born of God just like Christ was born of God. It is an opportunity to inherit God's qualities, God's characteristics, so that we can resemble God in all that we do and all that we say. It's an opportunity to love God with all your heart and with all our understanding.